If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Hour number two brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. We'll get back into some Falcons conversation in just a minute.
Oh, well. I got the guy on TV, the Indiana Pacers fan who was walking through New York City.
Yeah, with the Halliburton jersey on.
And he said that he was not raped, then his in-laws stay down there.
Okay.
Yeah, so your in-laws stay down there, and you just happen to go outside after the Knicks had a big win.
In your Pacers jersey. Just kind of walking the streets.
Yeah, okay.
Now, whether he was or he wasn't, probably not the greatest decision making to wear that. I don't think that justifies or validates any of the behavior of the Knicks fans.
No, it's not.
Like, you know, you root for a team, he roots for a team.
It's okay.
Maybe a little friendly trash talk, but there's no reason to literally throw garbage at the man.
I mean, do you realize that your cheering don't really have an effect? I guess you know. But real quick, because I know the All-Star game is coming here, and they
Major League Baseball All-Star game.
It's coming here, and so it's going to have like a futures game during that break.
Okay, yeah.
Like that, and gonna have Chipper Jones and Marquise Grissom are going to be the managers.
Oh, that's cool.
And then you're also going to have coaches Fred McGriff, Dale Murphy, Andrew Jones, Tim Hudson, and Ryan Klesko.
Phenomenal.
Amongst some others.
Phenomenal.
That should be a lot of fun.
Amongst some others is a fun thing to think about.
Because
it's like everybody watched those Braves.
Yes.
Right? Like
love
whether
those
you lived here or you lived elsewhere, they were on TV every single day. So, you know, they have such a huge fan base. That's why so many people, like, nationally are fans of the Braves. But specifically those Braves, right? Like, that era of Braves, everyone was tuning in and watching them. I would come home from school, and they'd be on TV at 4 o'clock so I could watch them. I wonder who else is going to be there. Like, who else would you want to be there from that era?
Oh, man.
Who are amongst others for you? I would love to see
King Griffey Jr.
We won the Braves.
Oh, you said Braves. I think you meant players.
No, just guys that are on those Braves.
Oh, the Braves. Oh, man. I see him on TV damn near every morning. Ron Gamp.
Yeah, Ron Gamp would be cool.
He was my favorite Brave.
I like Gary Sheffield to be there. Oh. That'd be fun. What's David Justice up to?
I saw him do. He did somebody's podcast.
That'd be
cool. Talking about
cool.
Barry Bonds.
That'd be cool.
Best player you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that Javi Lopez. That'd be fun.
Who was Sid Bream?
Get Steve Avery. Remember when we met
Avery?
Not quote unquote, on the
Met. Cookout, right? The app.
Yeah, it was during COVID when everybody was doing different Zoom stuff, and we did like a Zoom hangout with former Braves players, and Fred McGriff was there, and that was really fun. He was very chatty, very very fun guy to talk to. And then Steve Avery had really no idea what to expect.
Yes.
That dude had some great stories.
Yes, he did.
He was a wild man back in the day.
Yeah, but I that was a fun time. Like, I wouldn't want Maddox here because
you got to be careful.
Yeah, be careful. That
might pee on you.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Real quick, before we get to Falcons, Nick Sirianni, new contract.
Good for him.
About time. Yeah. So.
Smart move.
Smart move.
All right,
smart
so
move.
This is Falcons related, and it's also on my Falcons to-do list. Do you see this?
That is a Michael Penix football card.
It is a Michael Penix football card.
Yes.
That is right. It is not mine.
Okay.
Okay? Just first and foremost, getting that out of the way. I need to get this signed by Michael Penix because we were in Charlotte over the weekend.
Okay.
And the friends of ours that we stayed with have kids who are 11 and 8, mm-hmm. and the 11-year-old boy is a huge football fan. He mm-hmm. was very excited for us to come because he knows how much I like sports and what I do and all that kind of stuff, so he wanted to show me his football card collection, mm-hmm. which was awesome, mm-hmm. really fun. Got to sit there and look at cards, and we're going through them, and he's a big Bengals fan because his mom is from Cincinnati, okay. so he's got his Jamar Chase jersey and all those cards, and we're looking. And then this one comes up, and I'm like, oh, look at that, Penix. I went to UW. He plays for the Falcons now.
Yes.
He's like, I love Penix. I love watching him play.
Right.
We were rooting for him to beat Michigan because they're also big Ohio State fans.
Okay.
Ohio, Cincinnati, and all that. Right. And I was like, I bet I could probably get that signed.
Okay. Now, technically, we can't do that.
Well, I'm not going to go there like after practice and ask him myself. But I feel like it would be, is that inappropriate to like give it to David Bassidy or someone and be like, hey, like,
no,
this is for a kid. Now, if it were for me and I was lying,
right.
then it would be totally inappropriate.
The only thing
but
about
I think
that,
it's okay to do for a kid.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing about that is Michael seems like he's a really, really good kid. Like, is he at time? You know what I mean? But it don't take no time to sign.
I don't think it would take
too
long.
But I mean, Bassidy's so busy that I don't know if he's like, hey, Michael, sign this card for Andy.
Right.
For a friend, for a kid.
Yeah. It's for an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Seems,
I mean,
I'm not like overstepping. Am I? If I am, tell me, and then I'll just break the kid's heart and tell him Penix and the Falcons said no way.
I don't know, because I've never been a big autograph wanter. So I don't know if the...
But you've been an NFL football player.
Yeah, I mean,
and if someone was like, hey, like one of the radio guys knows a kid,
mm-hmm.
like one of the, I don't know, the Miami radio guys that cover you,
mm-hmm.
He's got like a friend's kid is 11 and loves you as a player.
Right.
Could you sign this card for him?
I would sign it.
I think you'd probably be
but
like,
I wouldn't need
cool.
all the... But me, I wouldn't need all of that.
You wouldn't even need that.
Randy.
Yeah.
Cause especially because all the players know who Dave Bassidy, his title and all those things. So you're cool with them already.
Right.
So here's... But yeah.
Okay. Good. Yeah. It seems like I didn't make a promise that I can't keep.
Okay.
Because I had two options if he wasn't going to do it. If they're like, no, that's unprofessional. You shouldn't ask David Bassidy to do that, which I didn't think it would be, but I don't know. The way you're kind of looking at me right now makes it seem like maybe it is. I don't know. I feel like I never ask anybody for anything. This seems like an okay one.
Right.
So my other options were just to be like, sorry, I don't have the juice I thought I had.
Right.
Or see what Michael Penix autograph looks like and fake it.
Well, I think this is the biggest thing. You got to make sure because
ruin the card.
We don't know if we'll ever get him on when we're up there for training camp. You have to.
Oh, we'll get him.
How many University of Washington shirts do you have?
Well, including the one that I'm wearing currently.
Okay, you didn't have to show me your
under
stomach
here.
Okay,
I'm not showing you my stomach.
Yeah, I'm
showing
saw,
you. My
I saw the shirt. Bottom part of it.
You like it? No. Okay.
So
a lot of them.
Okay, so every day. All right, I need you. I'm gonna need you to wear that shirt, not the shirt you have on there, but a Washington shirt, something with Washington on every single day, just in case we get him on. All right.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden he'll see you. Hey, man, UW. Hey, Michael, can I ask a favor for you?
But I don't want to do it like that. I think that would be inappropriate. We're not supposed to ask guys one on one. I think if I go through the proper channels, then it would be better.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Wouldn't it be?
I don't know.
I think it'd be weird if we're like, hey, in the middle of the interview, hey, Mike, by the way, sign this real quick, because then everyone would just assume that I'm full of crap.
Yes.
There's no 11-year-old named Evan who lives in Fort Mill, a suburb of Charlotte.
Yeah.
That's for you, Andy. You invented that person.
I mean,
you just want that Michael Penix autograph to put up on your shelf.
I'm saying.
Your bedroom.
I would ask Bassie.
I will.
I would.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would ask because I'm getting uncomfortable thinking about this.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask him for an autograph when he sits down with us. I think that would be weird.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's less weird to do it the other way, but I think it is less weird to do it the other way.
Probably.
Okay.
But yeah, but just, you know, go through DB.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go through DB.
Proper channels and all that kind of stuff. What else is on the Falcons offseason to-do list at this point?
I think
they checked a lot of boxes for me so
they
far.
They did really, really good as far as putting names in places, you know, meaning they went out and got pass rushers and things like that. I'm going to assume that Neisel is going to be the guy at center.
Neisel,
him. I think, you know, you need to, and I think this will shake itself out as far as during training camp and during the preseason. You got to find consistency with your kicking situation.
Yep.
Let's see. Maybe who? Like a consistent third option receiver.
Okay. You got Drake, you got Mooney.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Mooney should be the third option receiver, right?
No.
With Pitts?
No. Yeah.
Maybe Pitts can be the consistent third option.
I was trying to get to that.
Like, he's going to be here, right?
That's the part I was trying to get to.
Okay.
Yeah, he needs to be more consistent. If Kyle is consistent and they are consistently using Kyle the way that he should be used, let him run, this offense will be really, really good. Now, they can be good anyways, but if they allow him to do what he does best and stop making him do stuff that he's just not comfortable doing or consistently doing, they'll be fine. This dude is 6'6", runs like a deer. He got to stay healthy first and foremost. But give him opportunities to use 6'6", 4'4". And let him have that opportunity to do that. If they let him do that, he got something. But now he has to, because his play is – remember how at the end of last year we were like, and we read the stat last month about how many more plays that the backup tight
end. Oh, yeah, Werner played more plays than him in the second half of the season.
That's a problem.
Yeah, it can't happen.
That can't happen. And you've got to get out of whatever is the reason for that happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, out there for a specific reason.
Who needs to get out of that? Him or them?
Both.
Because it.
But you can't.
You're not going to ask him to do what Charlie Warner's doing.
You can't put him in the game if he can't do what Charlie Warner. Absolutely.
Right.
But then, as an offensive coordinator, you got to find what he does.
You have to find a way to be able to get both those guys on the field at the same time.
Because the thing with them is like, he's not really good with his hand in the dirt. Okay, then move him.
Yeah, then don't put his hand in the dirt.
Don't put his hand in the dirt. Let him motion over. Let him motion over and get on the edge.
Because not only does he seem to not be particularly good at that, he also seems to be affected in the other things that he does when you ask him to do that.
Yeah.
Like when he's trying to do that, the other stuff that he's good at suffers.
Yeah.
Because
let him do what he does good.
I don't know. I guess it doesn't feel good to not be good at something. I really don't know. But yeah, just put him in positions where he's good at it.
Yeah.
But again, like, that's the hard part is we talk so much about, well, we know that they like to play one tight end.
And that's what I'm saying.
They have to find a way to play both of them. Line him up as a receiver and don't even call him a tight end.
And just leave it at that.
Yeah.
And leave it at that.
It can be one tight end.
Yes.
It could just leave it put Werner in there because it might be nice to have Charlie Werner over there on the right side helping McGarry out anyway.
And leave it there.
You know?
Please stop doing that. Stop putting him in a position where he's chip blocking.
Oh,
not good at
it. Kyle Pitts.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Not good at it.
Don't do that.
All right. Put him in that position. Let the dude use the natural gifts that he has.
Yeah. Other than that, though, like this is stuff they have to figure out from a schematic standpoint. As far as players go, like they'll probably add a veteran or two in camp.
Yeah.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah.
You know, the inevitable injury or something like that. They'll probably add a veteran in the secondary, I would think, in camp. But I think by and large, you go on, whether it's ESPN.com or R Labs is where I like to go for depth charts. Depth chart's the depth chart right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the guys that are on there right now are probably going to be the guys that are on the team.
No.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.